DNA testing has earned a reputation as a powerful tool to both solve crimes and to help exonerate the innocent. But DNA evidence can also be misused. The state's highest court says that's what happened in the case of a Pittsfield man who was convicted on rape charges. He spent 12 years in prison before the high court ordered a new trial. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri has been looking into this case and why it took so long for his conviction to be overturned. In this first of two reports on the case, we spoke with the defendant after the prosecution decided not to retry him. And this warning, some details in this report may not be suitable for younger listeners.
Here we are about to go into Christmas, and I think I'm a pretty happy man in spite of everything. But yeah, it was a long ride, man. Long ride.
He was 69 years old when it ended, but Ron John Cameron is free. He's back in Pittsfield, reunited with his daughter and his son and 9 grandchildren born while he was away.
What was your worst moment?
Getting my teeth knocked out in that bubbler.
You were a sex offender.
Worst
convicted.
Possible thing you could be in prison. I was taking a drink out of a bubbler and a big lifer came by and smashed my face into the bubbler and broke most of my teeth. It just went on from there. They hurt an innocent man. It just devastated me. It just tore me apart.
Cameron may be free, but he's not been exonerated. And the district attorney of Berkshire County offers no apology.
You still consider the woman the victim?
Yes.
District Attorney David Capeless.
And you consider Mr. Cameron a justifiably accused defendant?
Yes.
The case began in September 1999 when Cameron was arrested and charged with 2 counts of rape. He and his alleged victim knew each other, but Cameron denied ever engaging in any sexual conduct with her, so investigators conducted DNA testing. At trial, the Commonwealth's expert testified there was seminal residue on the accuser's underwear. When tested, the primary source of DNA did not match Ron John Cameron's. It excluded him.
I read that in my cell, and I let out a jungle roar. Oh, I got it. I'm free. It's not me.
But it wasn't so simple. There was a secondary source of DNA from another male, the expert said. There was very little of it. When it was tested to see if there was a match with Cameron, the expert testified, the result was inconclusive.
What is inconclusive?
Inconclusive would mean that you cannot say that this person is the source and you cannot say that they are not the source.
Attorney Thomas Workman is a forensic expert and a law professor of scientific evidence.
From a legal standpoint, it doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove guilt. It doesn't prove innocence. So that would be evidence that would be irrelevant and not admissible in court.
But at the trial, the judge allowed that testimony. Ron John Cameron's own attorney did not object. The prosecutor and his witness now compounded the problem in a series of questions and answers. The expert testified that even though the DNA testing of the secondary source did not point to Cameron, it did not exclude him either. The witness even implied the test might have shown a match if only there had been more DNA. So in just a few steps, the prosecution went from telling jurors the results were inconclusive to suggesting the jury could conclude, by inference, that Cameron was the rapist. Forensic expert Thomas Workman.
What the prosecutor stressed was there's somebody else's DNA on her clothes, and you heard her testify that it was him. So therefore, that inconclusive DNA supports her testimony that he was the one who had raped her. And that's kind of convoluted, but I think that's what the jury bought into in order to convict.
Cameron's trial attorney never hired a DNA expert to explain how DNA testing works or to contest the way the results were being used. If the trial attorney had done that, says Cameron's appeals attorney, Laura Edmonds, Then the
DNA evidence would have been presented completely differently and would have really corroborated Mr. Cameron, who all along said, you know, I never had sex with this woman at all, ever.
Later courts would rule it was an error for the judge to have admitted the inconclusive DNA results at trial. But until the last step of Cameron's appeal, the courts considered the errors by the judge and by the defense attorney to be harmless. Harmless because Cameron's attorney at trial did briefly cross-examine the DNA expert about the so-called inconclusive results. Here's Capeless, the district attorney.
He did form a meaningful cross-examination of the lag technician and got her to admit that, in fact, the results showed that it could be anybody.
The Commonwealth has long argued that any errors at trial were cured by cross-examination and by the prosecution's closing argument about the DNA.
We conceded that it in no way said that it was the defendant.
It was the victim's credibility, the district attorney insists, and not DNA that led to Cameron's conviction. But 9 years after he was convicted and sent to prison, new, more discriminating DNA testing revealed some stunning errors in the evidence at his trial. The government experts had been wrong. The new test, conducted in 2012, showed there was only one source of male DNA, not two, as the experts had told the jurors. And it wasn't Cameron's. As for the secondary source of DNA that the experts said could have come from Cameron, there was nothing inconclusive about it. It wasn't even male.
What is this report saying? I've done 14 years for a female's DNA. Are you crazy? How did this happen to me?
Ron John Cameron spent 3 more years in prison. We'll explain why in our next report. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.